This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I am so excited to be with you today and to introduce you to a most amazing woman. Her name is Sandra D. Robinson, and she is a good friend of mine that I've come to know as I've been working here at eWomen Network. Sandra D. has began a successful career in television as an actress at the age of 17, with major roles on Another World. From there, she starred on Sunset Beach, Bold, and the beautiful General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, The Bay, and guest starred on many primetime shows and films like CSI Miami, Criminal Minds, and Two and a Half Men, among others. She is founder of Charisma on Camera Performance Training and author of Impact. The media has labeled her the Charisma Coach. Sandra D. Robinson is under demand as a consultant and speaker for companies, entrepreneurs, authors, and celebrities to help them get what they desire in life by naturally stepping into their most powerful self. So, Sandra D., I'm so excited to have you. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, the thing that's so important here is that you cannot have a business without having a video. Am I right? Right on that?
No, you're absolutely right. And you of all people know what the difference is between video and no video, and video that looks amateur and bad in many different ways that we might get into today, so we can let everybody know about what not to do as well as what to do, and really attracting those high-end clients. Because let's face it, if you want to attract clients and customers into your business, you want the ones that let's just be realistic. You want the ones that have the money. So
yeah, and
you've got to make sure that the video is out there and it's effective. You know, you want it to be an effective quality video, and it doesn't have to be intimidating. I know a lot of people that aren't using video right now might be a little intimidated. I'm sure with your background, Phyllis, you know that some people have this idea that it can't work for them or they can't afford it. And so hopefully we can cover that today and kind of bust some of those myths.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, that there's so much video between YouTube and you know, on Facebook, and people can do these amateur videos for social media, which is a totally different animal. I mean, what we're going to talk about today is not just going out and telling your story about, you know, which is also good because you want to tell your story. You want to show people who you are and get them connected with you, because if they're connected with you and they feel they know, like, and trust you, you know, then they'll want to do business with you. But there is a difference between doing a professional video and doing the social media kind of video. Can you go into that a little bit for us and how each one plays its role?
Oh, gosh, there's so many different uses for video. And again, I don't mean to list all these and make it seem like it's intimidating for people that haven't really launched into it yet. But the website videos, I mean, kind of look at it like this. Everything that you're doing is part of your marketing. So, like Kim Yancey talks about this when he talks about, you know, putting yourself out there in marketing. You can't have all the areas disjointed. You can't have your social media as one entity and your website as another entity. It all has to sort of flow together. So if you look at it as making it congruent, but the point of touch that you have, so social media would be a first point of touch. Right? I mean, for most people, that's where they're going to find you, find out a little bit about you. So it's kind of like when you go into a networking event and you say, "Hi, my name is Sandra. It's nice to meet you. You know, what's your passion? What are you into? You know, what's your business that you're representing?" That's a, "Hey, how are you?" kind of first touch point. So those have to have a certain, how do you say, like a short and sweet, very effective message that instantly lets people know who you are within 5 seconds. You want people to know what you're all about, what your energy is, what you do, and see your passion for what you do. That's really what it is, so that they get engaged to and go more. And so then if they come to your website, there's a first point of touch there, which again should be really short. Let people know within 5 seconds what it is that you do, why you're happy about it. Then if they go to the, let's just say the next place a lot of people go on your website is an about me. That about me, now they've now kind of made a little commitment, right? It's kind of like when you go from the networking event to saying, hey, let's meet for coffee. They've now clicked on, made the effort to click on a tab that says about me. So they want to know a little bit more about you. And that's a second touch point. So that can be a little bit longer. And a second touch point for social media might be kind of similar if you have, say, a Facebook page for your clients or a Facebook page for your customers that they go to, a little community. In there, you can put videos that are a little bit longer because people have committed a little to you. And if you think about it, it's just building a relationship. Now, they all should have some sort of congruency. There should be a certain flavor about you and your business that that brand always shines through, no matter what it is you're doing. Even if, and I'm not opposed to people doing selfie videos on fly. If you're out at an event somewhere and you have an occasion to say, oh my gosh, look at this, this is an amazing thing, do a selfie, put yourself in there. But it should still have your energy, your brand, your sense of wonder at what you do and why it's so important for you to be in your field. That should always be there, no matter what.
You know,
did that help? Did I make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, it totally did. Because so in really what you're saying, we have certain touch points when it comes to marketing. You know, there are various touch points. You have a blog, you have a video, you have a social media, you have your website. There's several touch points, and video is so vital for people to get to know you, especially, and I think you might agree, if you're in the service business, if you are a coach or a doctor, you're in the upper, when somebody has to be in some way intimately connected, and I don't mean that in a sexual way, but intimately connected, you need to come across in a way that gets them to want to be with you. And so I think what you pointed out is really important. Go ahead.
There's two folds to that. I mean, there's two sides to that, which is why I'm glad that you mentioned that. I'm actually developing. I've been encouraged just by being around so many of my coaches. Probably 65% or more of my private clients are coaches. And when I went and I spoke for the International Coaching Federation, it occurred to me I just need to make something, a program that's specifically for coaches. And this is why I'm doing that. The number one reason for coaches, and as you said, people that have to have an intimate relationship. So there'd be coaches, that would be psychologists, that would be therapists of any kind, even lawyers. There is a bonus to creating a video for your website because anybody that has to be, and you know, to be honest with you, even realtors, because you have to trust a realtor. You get pretty darn intimate in your relationship with a realtor when they're driving you all around looking for houses, right? Or you're selling your house and they're kind of all up in your stuff. These are all areas where you really need to build a trust and a quick and deep rapport with those people, because that's going to keep them loyal to you. That's going to have you really attracting, this is the most important part, especially for coaches, really attracting the right people into your business at the time that you want them. So it's the difference of having somebody show up for a consultation and instantly when they walk in the door, you go, I don't really think I want to work with this person. And we know what that is. I mean, as desperate as you are, we've all taken on clients that haven't been the right fit for us in the beginning. And then those are the ones that what? They suck you dry, right? They drain your energy. They make your work so hard that you sit back and you go, I'm not sure I love doing what I'm doing anymore. And it's only because you're not getting the right people in there. So if you can get the flow, the attraction of the people that you really like working with, and they sense immediately from a video, it's the next best thing to meeting somebody in person, but you're not taking your valuable time in order to make that initial connection and that rapport. So then by the next step, by the time you actually do meet with somebody when you have that video, they already have a sense of your energy, what you're all about, and literally the way you talk. I mean, I've sat down with somebody once before that I wanted to hire as a coach, and he was an older gentleman. He had a totally slow energy about him, and I sat down with all my hyperactivity, and he went, I can't work with you. And God bless him for being old enough and brave enough to just kind of go, not going to work out.
That takes a lot of courage.
It does, but you know, at this point, he was in his 70s. He could be retired, and basically he chose who he wanted to work with. But the lesson that I had from him was, you choose who you want to work with. Right?
And
Yeah. You're building your business. You choose who you want to work with. And a good way to attract those people is to put a video out that shows you with your authentic energy and passion and what you're all about. And if they don't click with that, it's okay. Let them go find someone else. There's plenty of clients and plenty of business out there. You just get the ones that are going to make you happiest in your business, and that's where you're going to thrive.
Right. And this is why video is so important, especially when you're talking about a coach or a professional, somebody who provides service, is that your business is global. These days, you could be a coach and work with somebody in Singapore. You just need to, to have Skype, the internet, and some form of connecting with that person. And so it's so important. But what I think a mistake people will make, and tell me if you agree with me, is that there's a few mistakes. One mistake is that they don't necessarily come prepared. So we discussed, your first touch point, your social media, you can do selfies, but even selfies need to be thought through. You have a brand, you have a personal brand, you have a business brand. What is your business brand? And tell us first how, because I want to just start with the selfies because they're just as important, and then we're going to go into the more professional video. Tell us how someone can prepare to create that business brand via video.
Oh, gosh, that's kind of a loaded question. But since you mentioned it's true. You know that. Like, if I said that, you'd be like, well, okay, where do I start? But part of that is, since you mentioned here, Phyllis, you mentioned selfies. Okay, so let me give you an example. And you say prepare. Yes, you need to even prepare the selfies, even if it's just a check-in, where you say, hey, I'm standing like we did something at the conference, at the eWomen conference when I was hosting the live stream. I had one of my friends come over and she goes, let's go Facebook Live right now. And then we just did a selfie on Facebook Live. But we sat there, looked at each other for a second and said, what do we want to share? Because she and I have very similar demographics and psychographics for our clientele and our community. So we could go together and say, what do they most need to see about this, fabulous room behind us full of women in this incredible stage? They don't really care about that. What is the message that we're going to give them? And since the theme was confidence, we said, well, the theme here is confidence. Let's say this and let's say that. Let's show them the room and wish they were here. Okay, great. We stayed within, you see what we did? It was only a few seconds, but we said, what can we do to inspire the people in our community to have a great day, to learn something, to come here next year, to, just something that would uplift and give a little boost to their day, to their confidence level? What can we do that we can share something of value that would be congruent with our everyday message? So it's a selfie taken because it's a spur of the moment. We happen to be in the right place at the right time to be able to share something and do it together. So we planned on sharing our community. So we both shared it. So that's a double selfie. So you get double the exposure. And we planned the message. So even though it's a selfie and it's just done kind of super fast, we'd still planned it. And the same thing I always say it's just like when I coach my folks when they're planning their keynote speeches or any speech. You get up on stage or you start your video with the idea of where you want them to be. What state of mind do you want to elicit in your viewers, in your audience as you start? That's really, it's kind of that old working from the end back to the beginning. You're working backwards. Where do you want to take them? And that's how you start to prepare your message, no matter whether it's a, hey, here's your Friday funnies, to uplift your day, or here's a tip for this week, or some sort of call to action for a workshop that you're doing. You want to know, where do you want them to be at the end of your message, and just start to lead them there.
Yeah, because otherwise what will happen, especially when you're doing your business, your personal message, even your personal message, people look at your personal page, not just your business page. So you really, when you're out there on the internet, you really got to be careful these days, as we are learning big time with our
study. Politicians. It's a great study in social media and media. Isn't with the politics,
it?
Political chaos. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so you do have to be careful, but And I think you can have different messages, but still you've got to remember what your brand is and who you want to attract in your life and your business. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, what I want to dive into is one of the most difficult things I find for people. You can have the most brilliant coach, the most brilliant psychologist, but for them, when they get in front of a camera and have to use a teleprompter, they suddenly lose their who they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's like suddenly no personality, and they freak out. So when we come back from this short break, we're going to get some tips from you on how to prepare for that professional video that's being done in a studio. So coming right back.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
Yes, and welcome back. I'm so enjoying this wonderful conversation with my friend, Sandra D. Robinson. Sandra D. She knows everything about television because she spent so much time as a soap opera star. She's been on, starred in many primetime shows as well, CSI Miami, Criminal Minds, 2 and a Half Men. But she is also, for several years now, she's joined us at the eWomen Network Conference as the host of our live stream audience, and our MC, our stage MC for our pre-conference. I mean, she's just integrated into the whole deal. So we love having you. We were just talking about more of the, quote, and I put in air quotes, casual selfie kinds of videos that you might do for your business. But the truth is, it's not that casual. You still need to plan for it, and you still have to think about your brand. And, you know, as Stephen Covey said, think about what the end in, you know, start with the end in mind. Who do you want to attract? What kind of clients do you want to reach? Who is your demographic? And even if it's a selfie, think about, plan how you want that video to go and what message you want to get out there. The hard thing is, and this is something that we have with our Star Power VIP day and with our celebrity science clients, is that very often you'll have a conversation with them. They're funny. They've got these, you know, hilarious personalities, or they're warm and they're friendly and they connect with them. But when they get in front of that camera and they are asked to read a teleprompter, they freeze up, and suddenly that person you once knew before they walked into the studio is a different person.
They've left the building.
Exactly.
And left a shell of somebody that looks like them standing up there under the lights. You're like, what happened?
Exactly. They get so nervous. And I understand that it does require a skill. And this is where someone like you come in. We also do coaching here as well, where you need someone to help bring it out of you. So what are some of the tools you use to help bring out that charisma out of your, out of your clients? I mean, you are, that's your business, charisma on camera performance training. So how do you do that?
Yep. Well, first I have to give people a little bit of reassurance that there is nobody that naturally looks at an inanimate object and can relate to it and look like a superstar right off the bat. That just doesn't happen. Some people have the ability to make it happen a little sooner, but everybody goes through what I call the tunnel of self-deprecation, where they can't stand to watch themselves, and because they can't watch themselves, they feel really self-conscious. And even before they watch themselves, there's a period that it's almost like their energy that they're putting forth, especially if they're speakers or they're people that talk to other people for their business, they're very used to getting the energy as one human does from another, and then that feeds the conversation emotionally for them. So what happens is when you look at an inanimate object like that camera lens and you try to have that conversation, it's almost like the energy bounces back at you. And that's where that fish out of water, again, the self-conscious feeling comes from. So there's a lot of different elements that would create this reaction that we're talking about, where people just sort of, their energy level drops and they sort of go inside themselves, and you're like, you're as a producer, right? But yes. You're standing there going, no, come back.
Come back. Where'd you go? Yes. So
go ahead.
So yeah, I can just picture you going, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I know, right? I've said to them things like, okay, pretend that your son, who you love dearly, is on the opposite, is looking at you. It's not a camera. Talk to your child. To your son.
Okay, this is where I take that a little step farther, and I'm not saying this to disagree with you, because what you're doing is trying to put them into a comfort state, right? Talk about it. So there's a lot of ways that I do that. Sometimes I'm called in to work the miracle, I call it the miracle day. Oh my gosh, we have a person in front of the camera. We don't know what to do. We're shooting. When are you shooting? Tomorrow. Can you come on set and make them relax? That's a really tough thing to do, to wait to learn how to relax on camera until the day of. I mean, being an on-set coach like that, I can make an improvement, but I really like to work with people before they get under the gun, so that they know what it feels like to be able to tap into that state of relaxed excitement, which is what you see, Phyllis, when you're talking to them. It's what you see when you meet somebody who's enthusiastic about what they do. They just sort of shine with it. And that's what you want to capture. It's kind of, I like to say, we like to capture you on camera on your best day. Like, that's the most charismatic time, right? When you're having a good day, don't you notice that everybody stops and says hello and a day just gets better? It's the way you carry yourself. And so what I like to encourage them to do, especially if we're talking a lot, we have a lot of folks that are coaches or work in service, as you were saying. So if you can picture one individual that is very specific, and I've had people say, but I've helped so many, choose one, and really talk to that person. If it's a person that you can recollect them saying, thank you so much for helping me. I have an exercise in my book, and I do this with my clients, where I take them back in. It's an acting exercise, sense memory recall. So I take them back to the moment where that person said, thank you for helping me. This does a lot of things. It literally puts you in a better mood. It gets the dopamine going. It gets your body and mind refocused on the fact that you're really good at what you do. You now have a tone of voice that is accurate because you're talking to that person through that camera lens. Now, I've had people say, can I just put a picture of my kid up there? Your tone of voice with your children is, I'm guessing, a little different than the tone of voice you use with your clients.
That's a very good point. Yes, point well taken.
So it's just better to be really specific. Think of that one person. And I'll have someone think a person, and I'm working with them, and I say, what's their initials? You don't need to give me the person's name. Just give me their initials. And they'll say, like, LS. I said, great. Look through that camera lens, and you are talking directly to LS. So that camera does no longer exist. It's just something that you're trying to see through so you can get to them. And another thing to do to keep yourself really focused and keep that excitement going, add energy into your message. Now, that's just a flat note. It's like when somebody says speed up or slow down, it's almost impossible to not be self-conscious with that note. So what I like to tell people to do, yes, increase your energy, get into your body, get moving a little bit before you get started, but then forget about the words, increase your energy as you get started. Think about the urgency behind your message. That's going to energize it. Why do they need to know what you know right now, right? It's urgency that I use when I train television anchors. So if you notice, they don't deliver the news like, hey, here's what's going on today. I thought you might want to know. No, they actually have an urgency behind everything. Even if it's the neighbor's cat is stuck up in a tree, like, there's some urgency to it. That's that alone. If you realize I've got to get these people to jump at my opportunity for this workshop, they've got to get this information, they've got to get signed up with me before the end of the year, because this is why it's so important for them. And if you hold that serving your clients and your potential customers and the urgency behind it, that's going to raise the energy level, that's going to raise your intent, and that's going to read really, really well on camera, and it'll make you forget about how self-conscious you can feel if you're focusing on what they need.
That's
so you're
brilliant.
Others focused.
Yeah. That
others
is brilliant.
Focused,
I love
self.
That idea. Yeah, the idea of that sense of, and you're right, that's how television anchors, news anchors, that's how they deliver. Sometimes it can be over the top when you're watching certain TV news anchors, but,
that.
You know, and
yeah,
what
and
I also...
I make fun of those people, so there is a limit, too.
And even in particular radio, I spent, you know, 11 years in radio, I was a reporter and... You know, and producer, you know, so I know that, and tell me if this is the same for what you think about video, is that I find that when you think you have enough energy, crank it up.
You're about halfway there.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the tough thing, people. That's why I don't, when I work with people privately, there's a reason that I don't do single sessions, because you can't. I really want someone to walk away from working with me with the sense of, okay, I can conquer any situation that comes up where I need to present on camera, because I know how much energy I need. I know, and you can't do that in one day. You have to kind of play. It's like learning a sport. If you're learning tennis, you have to learn how hard you really need to hit that in order to get it where you want it to go. So you have to learn how much energy is really going to be accurate. And most of the time, like we always say, even with performers and actors, it's a lot easier to pull the energy down than to lift it up. On the other hand, when it comes to experts and professionals and business owners, usually we're pushing it up. There are very, very few people that I have ever worked with where I have to pull the energy down right off the top. It's usually we got to push them up, and push them further in rehearsals and practice than they ever thought they'd be physically capable of doing. Because when you do that and you play it back on camera and they see what that looks like, they go, oh, yeah. So you have to really learn what it feels like in your body. That takes about five or six sessions until you go, okay, now I got it. You know, and in that time, we'll still be working on messaging and phraseology and sometimes body posture and things like that that can get in people's way and sometimes deliver. Body language can actually give a message that you don't want to give. So it's really important to be not self-conscious, but self-aware of how you're holding yourself. I know that I've worked with a couple of the clients that you and Kim have worked with, and just putting the shoulders back or asking them to stand, that's another way that you can increase your energy and look a little more authoritative sometimes. Instead of seated behind a desk, stand up. You know from doing radio, when people stand up, their energy is different. They can take deeper breaths, and it's actually better sometimes for people that are doing videos for them to just plan on standing up.
Yeah. And most of our clients in our studio do stand up. But one more thing, and then unfortunately run out of time. We can go on all day about this, really, is the teleprompter. Now, I've discovered there's an app on an iPad that you can do for people to practice with the teleprompter. And I found with our last clients that came in for our Star Power Studio Day, we had them do that first. And practice with a teleprompter before they went into the studio, and it worked wonders. What would be like one of the major tips you can give, the number one tip you can give to somebody is in a studio, most people have not used a teleprompter. I mean, let's just face it, that is a real foreign object. And how would you suggest that they use it and get comfortable with it? Because they have all this other stuff they have to think about as well.
Right. I think first off, get really clear before you even start working with the teleprompter what it's like to look through the camera lens to that exact person. Get to the point where you feel comfortable, like you're able to communicate through the camera just off the cuff. You feel like, okay, I can do this. Then you put the teleprompter in as part of the equation. The biggest mistake, and I've done so many videos and so talked about this so much. The biggest mistake that people can have is when they say, oh, I'll be fine tomorrow. I've got a teleprompter.
Mm.
You know, Phyllis, that there are a lot of pitfalls with somebody using a teleprompter. And sometimes you can do a quick run through and they get it, which is awesome. But usually to really master a teleprompter so that you look really comfortable and it's not even so that you look like somebody from the Good Morning America or the Today Show. You know, the mm-hmm. Today Show is totally a teleprompter. Their hello, yeah. good morning is on the teleprompter. You never get a sense that they're reading anything. So if you want to get to the point where that's how natural you look and you want to feel that good, then you really need to spend some time, because the things that can trip people up are, if you've never used a teleprompter, and Phyllis, I'm sure you've experienced this, once mm-hmm. those words start moving, if you've never experienced a teleprompter, you feel like the words are going away, so you start talking a little faster because the words are going away, and if you have somebody that's really paying attention, the teleprompter
right.
worker is going to just go as fast as you're talking. Next thing you know, like, you're tripping over yourself, and nobody can
yeah.
understand you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing. Another is just the anxiety that comes up and that self-awareness, that self-consciousness, I should say, that you want to make sure you don't sound like you're reading, but then you're listening to yourself instead of thinking about your message. So it really takes a little bit of practice. The false confidence that some people have when they say, oh, I'll be fine. I put my whole thing tomorrow that I'm shooting on teleprompter. Have you ever used a teleprompter? No. Okay.
Yeah.
You may get something back that looks really staid and stiff, and you'll wonder what happened. And it's because it does take some practice. Phyllis, you're right in getting them to go through it before they get in there. But if you know you're using a teleprompter, it might be a good time to grab a coach and really work
mm-hmm.
that through and see yourself on camera using that teleprompter so you catch the little things that can be a give
yeah.
that you're reading. You want to catch those things before you
yeah.
actually record.
And I always also think that they just read and they really need to know the material. They just need to know it.
Uh-huh.
And but sometimes they're too really long. Like, we've had people come in who've done entire modules, you know,
yeah, programs,
so they
whole
can't
programs,
know,
absolutely.
Programs, and
yeah.
they can't possibly memorize it. But we're talking really for I also think that the teleprompter to me is just a little like it's a crutch. But you know,
uh-huh.
I think that you can feel free to go off and stay on message, but that to me, that's, I think that also helps them, you know, you don't have to read word for word, just use it. It's there if you need
right.
it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And that's where the experience of using it comes in, because sometimes if you're brand new at using it, you go off, you switch a word or two, then you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm lost. And you freak out because you think, I have to stick with it. You don't. You don't. Especially if you have a good experience person that's running the teleprompter with you, they know where you are and they will move it to exactly where you need to be. And just, it's faith in that person. It's faith in your team that you're working with. And it's faith in yourself that you can use a different word or two or a different phrase and that you'll be fine. So that's where the practice comes. The more you do it, the better you get. But I think one of the tips that I'll give people when I'm working with them on teleprompter is give it some space, massage the words. You know, I would do an exercise where I give them a phrase and I go, what's the word in this sentence that you most need to punch in order to make your message effective? And it's amazing when you read, sometimes people will punch the wrong word. In other words, like, they'll say, so call now to be in the workshop. I'm like, call now to be in the workshop. You know, like, it's got to be a little bit different. Where do you want the emphasis to be? Is it on calling? Is it on the word in? No, it's the word workshop, you know, so you can be with us or something to that effect. There's always a word that is the one that you want to emphasize and play with a little bit more than the others. And if you slow down and start to just kind of look at the words and massage the message a little bit, get a little free with it, allow that creative expression to come through so you can look conversational and not like you're reading. So those pauses, sometimes when people read, the pauses that we have in conversation will disappear if you're reading. And that's one of the dead giveaways that you're using a teleprompter. So you want
yeah.
to play, massage that, put some pauses in, allow a little bit of a time for a laugh or a giggle or, you know, or a breath. It's okay to do that. That's human. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want.
Beautiful. All right, girl, we have to go. Time is up. Charisma, this is Sandra D. Robinson. Her business is Charisma on Camera Performance Training. She's the author of Impact. She is the Charisma Coach. If the people want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to charismaoncamera.com, and if you go to the home site there, I actually have a direct link that I can possibly send over to you if you want to be able to put that up. But if you go to the home page, you'll see there's a free top five ways to look charismatic on camera. So it's kind of what we're talking about here, but it's the top five things you can do if you want to shoot a video yourself, like tomorrow. It's the five things you need to do in order to look like a pro and look comfortable and look charismatic on camera. It's right there at charismaoncamera.com.
Thank you so much. All right, Sandra D. Robinson. That was great. Love talking to you. And until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.